story. So we have PO 15, 16, 17. And there he is, small town, and he's in school still. But his heart is somewhere, a little bit somewhere else. His longing. Or something else, another life. People around him. Yes, he feels a bit on his own, lonesome in a way, but the kids around, teenagers, but there's something there in his heart that some pain and some longing and something to get out there. Because he's looking at the world. Yes, through television, not much to see, but through music, rock music, the young generation, the 60s, the ones who stand up there on stage and just sing out their heart, play out their soul. And it's about that. It's about a world which has gone astray, has gone dark, has gone unreal. People who spend their entire lives without living. And yes, he now has found them, not in this town, but they exist. Young people who think like him, who see things like him, that life on earth should be something more than this small town and this modern materialistic civilization makes of it. We should live for real, be ourselves, live with our souls and hearts and ideas and minds and live out. Not just pretend to be like the others or try to be the way you're supposed to be, but be the way you are. And that's the 60s, 70s. What you could find then, when you went down there deeper behind the hippie movement and the alternative movement and this and that, even the rock music became part of that. Yeah, just let it all out and sing and dance to your heart's content and be yourself and don't just dance those stiff dances that you learned from our parents and just, yeah. He could feel there's something real there and he wanted that, the real life, the real truth. Honest and fair and yes, real love and care and friendship and that's the people he was waiting to get in touch with. He felt that they are there somewhere. And then he applies to go to art school in Stockholm. What's going to happen there? Maybe that's where they exist. That's where you all have these bands who seem to be like this. Just working together, playing together. Where you can be accepted just the way you are. Not just competing and pushing each other down. Showing who's the strongest and the toughest. And boys fighting each other for the girls, and girls just dressing up for the boys. And he was very, always since he was a kid, he just couldn't take artificiality. He wanted the real life. And people are kind to each other, not just cutting throats. And he hears about the wars there in Vietnam and sees these terrible things on TV that slip through now and then, through that fine image we get. The people burning, suffering, the little children when they're running, burning with napalm. Man with a simple shirt and shorts. He led out in the middle of a street in the town and they're shot. Dead. And it pains him. It's not what I signed up for when I took birth here. What's going on? And he listens to that music with others of his generation, sort of a little older, who, yes, sing their hearts out with that same pain and that same hope that maybe, yes, we can do it. Let's get together and become friends for real. Share. Rather than taking, giving, listening to each other, sharing our hearts. Not just cold talk, what do you call that? So he's longing for life, the way he feels that life should be and could be on Earth. This beautiful nature. This beautiful people and animals and plants and trees and mountains and seas and the sun and the moon. So yes, he takes to art. He doesn't even know why. It's just a way to express yourself. And for him, it's even a way to find himself in there through that expression. And to him, the surrealists, well, it's not about making far out crazy trippy pictures, but about an inner exploration. What's in there? Deep in the mind, deep in the heart, deep in the soul. The soul that the teachers are telling him doesn't exist. So there's something wrong here. And he hasn't really couldn't put his finger on it yet, can't. He's standing there now. And it's 72 or something. He hasn't thought much about this with materialism and that there is an option, because the only option he knows is religion, which he doesn't like, Christianity. They behave as bad and heartless and cruel, and well, he got it from, you know, his others, if not even worse. He got it from his religion teacher. Nasty lady. But there he is, and he has gone through a school where he met all of that. Hardness, rejection, judgment. You're not good, you're not like us. Yes, he's different. He's not like them. But there must be some people on this planet who are like him. So there he is, waiting for the future. Is it a bright future that he is anticipating and seeing there in front of him? A life of which he has only lived 17 years. How long will he live? Will he live until he is like grandfather? 70, 75? What will he do then? What will he be? What will he spend his life doing, working with? Will he find his girl? Sometimes it feels that, yes, she's here. Sometimes it feels that no, nowhere in this world is she. So as he stands there looking into the future, just a few years until he's supposed to step out into society as an adult. But he can't live like father and mother. And his relatives in that generation. That's not life for him. So yeah. That life ahead of him. filled with opportunities, but it's scary as well. But when he sits there at home and really asks himself, really goes deep within there, that's what he finds. And he prays that he will not lose this and just slip into life on rails, which you can see so easily happens as you grow up. But he has hope, because through the music and through the books he's reading and the paintings and the some films are coming, he gets that message that seems to come from people like him, from the real world. Or you can just step in together with your friends and just be friends, just be yourself. No pretension, no pretentiousness anymore. Not being rejected or looked down upon or pushed outside because of being yourself. They are there somewhere. Just be patient. His love is there somewhere. Just be patient. And as he looks even deeper, it's as if that longing he has, that life, that bright, happy, joyful life that is just the way life should be, it's there in him. It's there as a memory from a past long ago. Maybe before this life, before he stepped into this strange world, which he sometimes wonders what he's doing in. What am I doing here? Maybe a memory. A dim, but still clear in there somewhere, memory of a world beyond this. A much brighter, much happier, much more real world. And he wants to find others who come from that world as well. Are they here? Where are they? Where is she? And here he is, suddenly 70 years old, looking at the world the same. And it looks much the same. In some places, too many places, even darker. But also in other places, brighter. There's hope. There's light shining through here and there. But then it so easily gets sucked into drawn into the shadows, exploited, falsified, ridiculed, pushed down, destroyed. And he feels now that whatever it is, he's going to continue looking, seeking. And if nothing else, be the way. That he now knows that he should be. That is the real him. Just be yourself, he often says. Because now he knows that when you really are yourself, and you are a very nice person, and just the way that he deep inside there feels that his life should be and is. So it's all a matter of clearing away the fog and the clouds and the dust and the shadows and the illusions and the fears and the selfishness and the lust and the greed. Until all that remains, he says to himself, is me the way I am. Hopefully finding others who are also the way they are. As nice as we are, when we are ourselves.